Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think the biggest today, though, has to be who's not here at camp.
Bingo.
After a great first day yesterday, and I know, remember, no pads are on, but the big 50-plus yard reception from Mahomes to Xavier Worthy, and he put on a show yesterday. Today, Worthy not on the practice field. We're not going to learn exactly why that is until after practice. We'll get an update from the Chiefs PR staff around 11 o'clock, a little after 11 o'clock, and we'll certainly pass that information on to you. But knowing that he's been nursing a hamstring, knowing that it was not 100%, and then yesterday he practices, are we going to find out, like, today was a scheduled day off, or did he, you know, have the hamstring flare up again? Is it an illness? We'll see. I obviously hope it's not that the hamstring is giving him problems again, because that was one of the concerns we brought up last time you and I were doing the show together, actually, a few weeks ago, that, hey, for Xavier Worthy, you know, right now missing offseason stuff, not the end of the world. But once you get to camp, it's great that he's there for a couple days in a row, but is he there a week or two into camp? And here we are a day after one day of camp, and he's not on the field.
Yeah, and I think that that's incredibly frustrating, because I would think, Gold, the initial thought for me was, okay, well, good news. They have found a guy that they're going to definitely make sure gets plenty of work, because they're going to make sure he gets plenty of work because of the importance of that player to, you know, like that player to, like, maybe an offense that doesn't include Rashee Rice, right? We don't know. Maybe it doesn't include Rashee Rice, right? So we got to sort out which version of the player we're going to get. And then today, already, not on the field? Like, that's annoying. That was the whole conversation. And look, I think these are the fair things when somebody asks a question about, like, hey, can a wide receiver who's like 7'4" and 140 pounds survive in the NFL? And it's not the hit part of it, obviously, right? They weren't in pads. He wasn't getting slugged around there yesterday.
But soft tissue injury, though.
With fast guys, it's not that uncommon. Do you remember how often Tyreek Hill was on or near an injured list during his time because of, like, oh, a little hamstring? And he would stay in the game. He'd come in and out of the game. He'd miss a play or two. He'd miss a game or so. I don't think that that's an overly concerning thing. The part that's frustrating, Gold, is he took the entire offseason off because he had to in order to get healthy and to get right again, and now he's not on the field. And I thought it was yesterday was just the key of, like, we're going to work this guy because we might need him early the way we needed some other wide receivers early if Rice isn't available to us. So let's get him up to speed. And he had all those great things to say about him.
Well, and he
said
showed,
that he was further along than most rookies.
He showed exactly what you wanted to see from a rookie in his first camp yesterday, and the deep threat. We know it's been a long time since the Chiefs had a true deep threat. Really, you got to go back to the Tyreek Hill days. That's why Mahomes, you could tell how excited he was at that first completion, and that's the plan that they have for Xavier Worthy, why they drafted him. So hopefully we find out that, you know, if it is a setback at all, that it's something minor, maybe it was scheduled. I would be surprised, wouldn't you, that if it was a scheduled day off after just one? I get
one practice. No,
you know, you got to be able to ramp up. I mean, he only was part of rookie OTAs back in, what would that have been, early May or something, and then he hadn't done anything until yesterday. He's got the wrap on it would be the left hamstring area. So we'll see. I mean, tomorrow now that'll be the big thing to watch, and then we'll let you know if we get an update from the Chiefs. But the fact he's not, you know, it's not like he's on a bike in the tent or anything either. Like, he's not. I can check again. Like, he's just not down here at all. So that worries me a little bit. Also, Justin Reed, we know he's on the NFI list, non-football injury list. We don't know why, but he's on the non-football injury list. He has been very vocal in teaching and watching.
Yeah, he has.
He's been on the field watching practice, but he, of course, is not practicing. We don't know how long he's going to be on the NFI list. Could be a few days, could be a couple weeks. That'll be one to keep an eye on as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.